Vibe Drive. Just coming up to 6:10. Yes, I'm reading the clock right. On this balmy Thursday afternoon or evening now, you might be pouring yourself another cup of tea, reaching for that glass of wine, whatever you're doing. Welcome to the Vibe Drive on Vibe 107.6. Now, over the last few weeks, since I've been hosting Drive from Monday to Thursday, we have welcomed a whole array of guests, a whole plethora, a buffet of different guests, from Oti Mabuse to Rosemary Schrager, I'm name dropping again, to poets and singers and our lovely politicians who are doing a really, really tough job at the moment of helping us to make sense of everything, really. They're our sort of link to government. Peter Taylor, the Lib Dem mayor of Watford, has become a regular Ask the Mayor section of our Monday show, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome the Lib Dem MP for St Albans. It's Daisy Cooper. Good evening, Daisy.
Hi there, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. So your day-to-day must have changed vastly since lockdown. How has it changed?
Yeah, it has changed immensely, actually. I guess the one major thing that has changed is simply the volume of inquiries we're getting. As you know, everyone's been affected by coronavirus in one way or another. So I'm getting between about 300 and 500 emails a day. My team, we set up a new triage system so that anything that's like absolutely vitally urgent, you know, whether it's somebody who's so stranded abroad or somebody who hasn't got any food or somebody who needs to desperately get to get some medical help, those are the ones that we sort of deal with instantly, and then we have a process for dealing with the rest and trying to keep people updated more broadly. But as you might imagine, there's been a lot of people either stranded abroad, people concerned about their businesses or being self-employed. I've been trying to sort of signpost different residents to sources of advice and information, it's been pretty tough.
Well, that's it. For so many people, you are going to be that. Well, you're going to be the first point of contact and you're also going to be the last resort. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, that's often how it is as an MP anyway. I mean, the vast majority of people are very good at, you know, going to Google and finding sources of help and contacting other organisations. And often they come to their MP when it is a sort of last resort. But the problem is there are lots and lots and lots and lots more people who are in a kind of emergency situation right now, and they're not quite sure how to go from day to day. So we've had a huge increase in the volume of emails, and we're doing our very best to help as many people as possible.
Now, we're going to get to some of the incredible initiatives that have popped up in your constituency in a moment. But first, it's unclear when the peak will come of cases, but how do you feel with hospitals in St Albans? Are they braced? Are your facilities braced for an increase in cases? I'm trying to think. I used to live in London County. It's St Albans Hospital. It doesn't have an A&E, does it?
No, so St Albans doesn't have an A&E, so our closest A&E is Watford General, but up until recently we did have, we do have an urgent care centre at St Albans City Hospital, and the changes that have affected us locally are that since people have been, broadly speaking, self-isolating at home, there's been a huge decrease, thankfully, in minor injuries.
Right.
So our minor injuries at St Albans, they got to the stage where they only really had about sort of 10 people coming in per day, which isn't very many.
Mm.
So actually those staff have now been redeployed to help at Watford General.
Right.
Obviously, you know, there are still urgent treatment centres available that people can go to, either at the QE2 in Welland or at Hemel. But obviously we're encouraging people in the first to try and stay safe at home, call 111 if it's not an emergency. But of course, if there is an emergency, people still can call 999.
That's right. 111, non-emergency, 999, of course, always the number if you are in desperate need of help, if it's an emergency. Now, there have been some amazing initiatives popping up. We don't have time to talk about them all. If you had to choose one voluntary group, one initiative, one group of people or person that has surprised you during this period, what would it be?
If I had to just pick one, that's going to mean only picking one, but I'll be honest, I think it's probably going to be the Rainbow Trail, because I think it's just so joyful. These are all the lovely pictures. I mean, I think it's happening in other parts of the country, but the ones in St Albans are lovely, where children have been leaving messages and pictures of rainbows in their windows and on their front yards or in their driveways, and putting pictures on trees. And it's just such a wonderful sign of hope and a kind of constant daily reminder that things are going to get better and there is a sort of better time ahead of us.
And how, because here in Watford, I mean, we broadcast across South West Hearts. Peter Taylor, you know, we were talking about this kind of contentious Cassiabury Park issue, people not going there for essential exercise, just hanging out. How have you found that to be in St Albans? Obviously, you've got huge Verulam Park, and if I remember rightly, it's quite hard to kind of close down, if you know what I mean, would be hard to enclose.
Sure. To be honest, in the vast majority of cases, people are really, really good and they are respecting all the social distancing rules. So I had my sort of allotted 45 minutes of exercise earlier, and I actually walked through Verulamian Park, and everybody was being very courteous about, you know, walking around each other and not being within 2 metres of each other, and people weren't sort of hanging around. They were sort of only there, you know, either on their own or just with somebody else in their house. So in the vast majority of cases, and the police have confirmed this, people are following their social distancing rules. Obviously, everywhere there's going to be a few exceptions, and I think it's a real problem, because when there are these few exceptions, it does mean there's always the risk that the government is going to try and sort of clamp down further and ban even more. Mm. But in the vast majority of cases, we're actually doing all right in St Albans.
And hopefully that continues into the Easter weekend. Now, before I let you go, what is your message for our listeners? What do you want to let them know? What is important to convey?
Well, I guess I'd say if people are in the fortunate position where they're able to help others, I would encourage them to volunteer, because we do need hundreds of volunteers with Communities First. If they're in a position to donate any money or support, then obviously there's a very worthy charity for our local hospitals. It's called RAISE, but also our local food bank has seen a huge increase in demand. So people are willing to volunteer time or money. Those are some really, really good causes. And just for everybody else, and I guess for everybody at this time, I would say it is a really, really difficult time. And I would just ask everyone to be kind to themselves as well as to each other. The future's really uncertain. I think it's very stressful. But we will all get through this one way or another. And just people to be, encouraged to be kind to themselves and to each other right now.
You won your election in 2019, is that right?
That's right.
I bet you never imagined in any reality that your second year as an MP would be quite so challenging. But rise up, you shall, right?
Well, that's it. I mean, I'm only about sort of 3 or 4 months into the job. And so, you know, I've got to my first 100 days and then this happened. So it has been a bit of a baptism of fire, as they say. But I think, you know, it has been for everybody. It's been a real surprise. Sure. And, you know, MPs, we're human as well.
Yeah.
Me and my team, we're doing our best to make sure we get people home who are stranded abroad, helping local businesses, helping the self-employed, helping the food bank, volunteering. You know, we're all pitching in.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Daisy, and good luck with all your work. Sounds like you're doing a stellar job. Speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Daisy Cooper there, Lib Dem MP for St Albans, talking to us about the Rainbow Trail, which is a beautiful initiative. I saw some girls doing a lovely chalk drawing on their driveway. It was massive. And letting her constituents know that if they want to get involved and support this cause, money and time. If you've got the money, please help the local causes. If you haven't, but you've got time, they will greatly accept your volunteering time. Yeah, it makes me a bit emotional when I hear about people that are, you know, putting everyone else first, you know, putting this country first. Anyway, we carry on with the big tunes. Harry Styles and Taylor Swift up next. I would be complex.